Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Today is International Beer and Pizza Day. Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVLG, and Deutsche Bahn are using the autumn holidays for extensive construction work. One of the projects, the renovation of one half of the platform at Potsdamer Platz U-Bahn station, will last until October of 2020. Since Monday morning, train traffic on the important intercity lines U1 and U3 has been interrupted and will only run partially until October 24th. Last week, both lines were interrupted due to a fire under the viaduct between Nollendorfplatz and Kottbusser Tor. The BVLG recommends its customers to change to the U2, which runs parallel to the closed section. BVLG will also use the holiday season to renew ballast, rails, and ties on the bridge over the Gleisdreieck Park. The line is one of the busiest in Berlin's city center, and the wear and tear is correspondingly high. The entire steel bridge, which is more than 100 years old, should actually be replaced. But, per BVLG spokesman Markus Faulkner, it will probably not happen for another 2 years, and the track renewal cannot wait that long. The renovation, which has to take into account that the bridge is a historical monument, will probably result in a much longer break. Over the next few days, passengers who are traveling on the Kreuzberg section of the above-ground U-Bahn line will also have to change trains. The U1 will continue to run there until October 24th, but not the U3. Those who change to the U2 to bypass the construction site have to be careful. If you're heading west, for example, to Ruhleben or Theodor Heuss Platz, the trains will pass through Potsdamer Platz station. BVLG also started renewing the platform there on Monday. The work is to last until October 12th of 2020. The BVLG is recommending that passengers traveling in the direction of Ruhleben continue to the Gleisdreieck underground station. There, the train can be taken back to Potsdamer Platz in the opposite direction without changing platforms. Deutsche Bahn has also begun extensive work on the Biesdorfer Kreuz railway station. A new electronic interlocking is to be put into operation, and the tracks are also being renewed there. The lines S5, S7, and S75, which are not able to travel on their eastern sections, are affected by the restrictions. By November 14th, up to 220,000 passengers per day will have to change to the underground line U5, tram, or regional train. The S-Bahn has also announced an extensive substitute service, or SEV, with buses. On Tuesday morning, the police continued the evacuation of the climate protests of Extinction Rebellion at Potsdamer Platz. The police wrote on Twitter that they had been back in action since the early hours of the morning, after officers withdrew during the night. A police spokeswoman had announced that those who remained on the streets would be removed. While most of the demonstrators had complied with the request, some were carried away by authorities. According to a German press agency reporter, several officials had used pliers to free demonstrators from chains and ordered them to dismantle wooden houses they had erected the day before. Shortly before 8:30, 15 activists were still chained to vehicles at the intersection. As early as Monday afternoon, 480 demonstrators had been carried away by the police at Potsdamer Platz, and more than 150 participants remained overnight after the police ended the evacuation action. At the Siegessäule, where a protest action had also begun on Monday, the police spokeswoman said that talks were in progress with those responsible for the movement on how to proceed. At the moment, there are 500 protesters. Extinction Rebellion has announced actions in Berlin for the whole week. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the environmental protection movement wants to draw attention to a threatening climate catastrophe in Berlin and other large cities all over the world. Berliners can look forward to much better rail connections to the Ostsee and Dresden. At the timetable change on December 15th, Deutsche Bahn will launch the new intercity line, which has been announced for some time and connects Rostock, Berlin, and Dresden with each other. Initially, there will be 10 connections a day. From May of 2020, the double-decker rail cars taken over from the Austrian Westbahn will be in service with 16 journeys, 8 per direction, per day. This would ensure a 2-hour cycle during the day, as announced by Berthold Huber, Deutsche Bahn board member for passenger traffic. On the Berlin-Dresden route, the existing Eurocity service will also be expanded, with one train leaving every hour. In contrast to the EC, the IC will also stop in Schönefeld from May onwards, initially at the old airport railway station, and then, after the opening of the new capital city airport announced for October 2020, at the underground BER railway station. Huber confirmed previously leaked plans that there will also be a new night connection from Berlin to Vienna. Because the Westbahn trains will continue to be serviced in the Austrian capital, the last train of each day will not go to Dresden, but via Leipzig and Nuremberg to Vienna and back again in the morning. Further stopovers are planned in Jena and Regensburg. It remains to be seen whether the local transport tickets of the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association will also be recognized on the new IC route. Huber said that a corresponding call for tenders was still in progress. The Board of Passenger Transport announced attractive prices for the new connection in order to encourage car drivers in particular to change to trains. With a warning strike at several German airports, the union IG Bauen Agrar Umwelt wants to increase the pressure in the collective bargaining conflict for commercial cleaners. According to the union, the night shift for aircraft cleaning at Frankfurt Airport, the largest airport in Germany, was scheduled to be on strike this Tuesday. In Berlin and Munster, further work stoppages for the duration of 24 hours were announced, and the union would not rule out air traffic disruptions. At other airports, such as Munich, Düsseldorf, Stuttgart, and Hanover, protests such as the, quote, uprising of the invisible with white masks were planned. After 6 rounds of negotiations, the collective bargaining conflict in Germany's largest craft trade sector, with around 650,000 employees, had reached a deadlock. The IG Bau is demanding a Christmas bonus, among other things, in the negotiations on the framework wage, which is strictly rejected by employers. Employers had terminated the contract because they did not want to pay part-time workers overtime bonuses. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.